Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas. I'm Becker Shom. Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvas Daf Pigimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis explains why, when a husband says Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nechasayich, he refers to only this right of the wife to sell her property. She could sell it, but he still when he keeps the fruits, because the fruits that he gets is what he's getting right now, while selling is something in the future. And we have a rule Boitzino Tov Mikara. A small gourd now is better than a large gourd later. Meaning a fruit you could have right now, but it's very small. Or you could have a bigger fruit if you wait. People prefer what you have right now immediately. As the saying goes, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. What you have right now in your hand is better than what you can have in the future. And the Sefer, Emes V'Emuna of Kotsk, to bring the name of Kotsk Rebbe asking, we know the Yofe Shoah Acha Shekores Ruach Bo'ilum Abo Mikol Chaye Oilum Aze. The joy, the pleasure of Oilum Abo is much greater than anything you could have at Oilum Aze. And that's the simple reason why we're waiting for the Schar in Oilum Abo. And we mentioned it a few days ago in Daf Ayin Ches, where the Tolos Yaakov Yosef brings that it says, Al Tiyu Kevodim Mishamshir Sarav and Ad Lekavel Pras, meaning don't be mishamish kosh bochu to get only a portion of your schar in this world. Wait for the full reward in the world to come. Ask the Kotzker, but we know that putzino tov mikara. It's better to get something for sure that you have right now than to wait for the future. So how does that work with the fact that we're waiting for Olam Haba in the world to come? So the Kotzker himself says that that's only in this world we prefer what you have right now than what you have in the future. But Olam Emes, you want to wait for the reward there. And the simple understanding is because you know it's guaranteed it's going to happen. It's not something you can lose. So therefore, it's better to wait for the full reward later. But Lechura, there's a better answer to this question. And this is what I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal, that we mentioned over here a few times. In Lashon HaKodesh, whenever we speak about something which is Hazeh, so the opposite of it is a Hahu. Zeh is in front of you. Who is there? So according to this, if this world is called Olam Hazeh, how would we call the world there? It should be called Olam Hahu. Why is it called Olam Habo? So Moshe explained what we have in many of the Sfarim. The next world, it's nothing but the result of what we create in this world. It's a direct consequence of this world. It's Olam Habo. It's coming after. Meaning it's not that a person does ma'asim over here, and then he comes to another world, and then he'll get reward. The reward is the result of what he did. Whatever a person does in this world, he's creating his Olam Haba. He's creating his reward. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. As the Nefesh HaChaim explains, every time a person does a mitzvah, his mitzvah creates the reward for him. He has a creation that he did with his ma'asim, which that's the schar in the world to come. Every mice that a person does, he creates a world up there. So according to this, it's nothing to do with Britzina Tov Mikaru. Britzina Tov Mikaru means I have something right now over here, and I have something that may come in the future. But here, it's not may come in the future. It's right now created in the future. Olam Haba is my creation I did at this moment. It's being created as I'm doing the mice. It's not something that's coming in the future. Every time a person does a mitzvah, he's creating his sakhar at this moment, mamish, in the Olam Emes. So you mean it's not a future thing, it's a present. It's Olam Haba, it's Olam, the result of what we do over here. So here it's not shy to say, but see not tov mikaro. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.